I found myself on new paths. Hot, dry air flowed around me, and I saw the desert. Yellow sand all around, heaped up in waves. A terrible, irascible sun. A sky as blue as tarnished steel. The air shimmering above the earth. On my right side, a deeply cut valley with a dry riverbed, some languid grass and dusty brambles. In the sand I see the tracks of naked feet that lead up from the rocky valley to the plateau. I follow them along a high dune. Where it falls off, the tracks move off to the other side. They appear to be fresh, and old half-worn-away footprints run alongside. I pursue them attentively. Again they follow the slope of the dune. Now they flow into another set of footprints, but it is the same set that I have already followed, the one ascending from the valley. Henceforth I follow the footprints downward in astonishment. I soon reach the hot red rocks corroded by the wind. On the stone the footprints are lost, but I see where the rock falls off in layers, and I climb down. The air glows, and the rock burns my soles. Now I have reached the bottom. There are the tracks again. They lead along the winding of the valley, a short distance. Suddenly, I stand before a small hut covered in reeds and made of mud bricks. A rickety wooden plank forms the door, where a cross has been painted in red. I open it quietly. A haggard man covered in a white linen mantle is sitting on a mat with his back leaning against the wall. Across his knees lies a book in yellow parchment, with beautiful black handwriting. A Greek gospel, without doubt. I am with an anchorite of the Libyan desert.